Episode 2, Inside GR0, 0TN1's Dual System Brain, Xiaoqing Tan. Welcome back to our deep dive on NVIDIA's GR00TN1. In the last episode, we talked about how this model is ushering in a new era of generalist robots. Now it's time to get technical and explore what's inside GR00TN1's brain. Don't worry, we'll keep it conversational. The architecture of GR00TN1 is one of the most fascinating aspects because it draws inspiration from the way we humans think and act. NVIDIA describes it as a dual system architecture, and a great way to think about it is by comparing it to two modes of human cognition, a fast intuitive side and a slow reasoning side. Let's break it down. GR00TN1 is a VLA model. That stands for Vision Language Action. In essence, it combines three key abilities. Vision, it can see the world through cameras or visual sensors, interpreting what's around it. For example, it can look at a scene and identify objects, like recognizing a coffee mug on a table or a door in front of it. Language, it can understand instructions or descriptions in human language. You could tell the robot, open the door and fetch the coffee mug, and GR00TN1's language understanding kicks in to parse that request. Action. Based on the vision and language inputs, it can generate the appropriate motor actions to carry out the task. In our example, it would figure out the motions needed to walk to the door, turn the knob, then approach the table and grasp the mug. What makes GR00TN1 truly special is how it processes these three aspects in a coordinated way. This is where the dual system architecture comes into play. The model essentially has two major components working hand in hand, which NVIDIA has playfully nicknamed System 2 and System 1, a nod to psychological theories of human thinking, often called System 2 for slow thinking and System 1 for fast thinking. System 2, the thinker. This is the vision language module, the part of GR00TN1 that does the understanding and planning. It's like the robot's deliberative mind. When the robot sees its environment through cameras and hears or reads an instruction, System 2 processes all that information. Under the hood, System 2 is powered by a large vision language model, VLM. NVIDIA uses a model codenamed Eagle as part of this. You can think of Eagle as a sophisticated neural network that has learned to connect images with text. System 2 will take in the camera images and any textual command and then reason about what's the scene, what are the objects, what did the human ask me to do, what's a sensible plan to achieve that. It's the slower, more analytical part, analogous to how you consciously figure out how to solve a problem or plan a task step by step. System 1, the doer. This is the action module responsible for the robot's movements. Once System 2 has formed a plan or an intent, I need to go over there, pick up that mug and bring it back. System 1 takes over to execute it, but executing a high-level plan involves a lot of continuous decisions. Move each joint, maintain balance, adjust grip, etc. System 1 is designed to handle this fast, reflex-like control. Technically, NVIDIA built System 1 as a diffusion transformer, sometimes abbreviated as DIT. If that term sounds complex, think of it this way. System 1 uses a cutting-edge AI technique inspired by diffusion models, the kind used to generate images like art from noise, to create smooth and realistic motion sequences for the robot. It's as if System 1 is continuously generating the next split second of motor commands that gradually turn an idea into action, much like how your subconscious can coordinate your muscles without you actively thinking about every muscle twitch. This diffusion-based approach helps in producing fluid movements rather than jerky, unnatural ones. Crucially, these two systems aren't separate AI minds. They're trained together as one unified model so that they complement each other. System 2 gives context and guidance to System 1, and System 1's capabilities feedback into what System 2 can expect. For example, System 2 might output a plan like, approach the table, then extend right arm to grab the mug. System 1 receives that in the form of an embedding or set of parameters, and then handles the nitty-gritty of executing those steps in real time. If something is off, say the mug isn't exactly where expected or starts to slip, System 1 can adjust on the fly, and System 2 can also reevaluate if needed. It's a tight coupling, much like how your intuitive actions and conscious thoughts work together seamlessly when you perform tasks. This architecture, having a reasoner and a doer, is novel in robotics at this scale. In the past, a robot might have had separate modules, vision module, planning module, control module, coded separately and interacting in rigid ways. GR00TN1 instead learns a holistic policy, from camera pixels and language input all the way to motor torques in one model. The brain of the robot, so to speak, has both a high-level cortex and a low-level muscle memory baked in. To put it in perspective, System 2 in GR00TN1 is like the part of a human brain that figures out what to do slow but smart, and System 1 is like the spinal cord and cerebellum that handle rapid movements fast and fine-tuned. For instance, if you decide to catch a falling object, you intellectually know you should catch it, System 2 reasoning, but your actual motion to grab it is almost instinctual, System 1 reflex. GR00TN1's design allows it to have a bit of that two-tiered intelligence. So how is System 2 implemented? It uses a large neural network that can understand images and text together. NVIDIA's internal codename Eagle was mentioned, presumably a sophisticated vision language model with billions of parameters that's been trained on a lot of visual and textual data. System 1, the diffusion transformer, is another neural network that takes in the state of the robot, its joint positions, etc., some noise as part of the diffusion process, and also gets to look at System 2's output via a mechanism like cross-attention, meaning it can focus on relevant parts of the instruction or visual context. It then predicts the sequence of motor commands needed. The diffusion part means that System 1 doesn't simply predict one next action. It's been trained to generate whole trajectories by refining noisy action sequences into correct ones. This approach helps in exploring multiple possible action paths and settling on one that achieves the goal smoothly. All of this might sound very technical, but the takeaway is GR00TN1's brain is both broad and deep. Broad because it handles multimodal input, vision plus language, and outputs actions. Deep because it has specialized subsystems for understanding and execution, working in tandem. This dual system design is a key reason why GR00TN1 can handle complex tasks in more human-like ways. It's not just reacting with hard-coded responses, it's thinking through the task and then physically acting it out, all in real time. Now that we've looked at the inner workings of GR00TN1's architecture, you might be wondering, how do you actually train such a complex brain? What does it take to teach a model to see, understand, and do all these things? In our next episode, we'll talk about the immense training process behind GR00TN1, the education that this AI brain underwent. We'll see how NVIDIA taught it using everything from robot demonstrations to simulated worlds and even internet videos. Stay tuned, because the training story is just as fascinating as the design itself. Outro. That's it for today's technical tour inside GR00TN1. I hope the dual system concept is clearer now. It's a powerful idea marrying thoughtful planning with split-second action. In episode 3, we'll dive into how this model was trained and the kinds of data that made it as smart as it is. Don't go away. The learning journey of GR00TN1 is coming up next.